This news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. Member FDIC. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolpe with your news update. Huron County Board of Commissioners is going to be meeting at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, December 9th, in the meeting room of the Huron County Building in downtown Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, the meeting will start with Region 7 Area for the Aging CEO Dana Altman introducing herself to the board, and Huron County Economic Development Director Samantha Shetler presenting the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority report. The agenda also noted that the board is expected to approve the purchase of two cybersecurity subscriptions for the networks of the county building, sheriff's office, central dispatch, and nomadic networks at a cost of $10,119 to employ Terry Jabowski as a part-time deputy for the corrections, transportation, and work crew. Jabowski also starts his duties on December 10th. Frankenmuth School District Board of Education will conduct a second round of interviews for the open superintendent position on Monday, December 8th. On Wednesday, the board will interview candidates. Following those interviews, the board selects two representative candidates to come back for a second round of interviews. Those selected in the second round of interviews are Jolynn Clark and D. Bruce Martin. Clark is scheduled for an interview at 5 p.m. and Martin's interview is scheduled for 6:15 p.m. The superintendent's position is open because the former superintendent, Grant Heisenberger, left and take a position elsewhere. Clark is a Frankenmuth High School principal who has been serving as interim superintendent for the last few months. Martin is retired superintendent from the Saginaw Township Community School District. The interviews will take place at the E.F. Rudham Middle School at 965 East Genesee Street. Community members, district staff officers, and interested parties are invited to attend the interviews in person. The next meeting of the whole for the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be in a new location. The commissioners will conduct their 8 a.m. committee meeting on Monday, December 8th in the People's Building, which is located at 171 North State Street, M81. The main access to the building, which is across from a parking lot, an alleyway from the Purdy Building, where commissioners' meetings were normally conducted, is back to the Purdy Building, People's Building, next month. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing, a member of FDIC.